All right, here we go. Item number 23, public comment. Mark, come on up. You've been sitting patiently all day.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mark Joseph Phillips, for the record. Since our county comptrollers here, I would like to address this conversation about park funds and, interest. I studied the issue. I found out if somebody wants to get to a real legal opinion, there's two ways that Hugh Gallagher could go. He could write a request for an opinion from Commission on Ethics, but this particular item, statute allows this question to be put before the director of the Department of Taxation and get a true legal answer. It's getting to the point now where somebody could start putting in their head misappropriation of funds. So I think the public would respect a true opinion from somebody who is allowed to give an opinion. And maybe the district attorney's office could help Mr. Gallagher write up the question and get an answer rather than just kicking the can down the road. Apparently, the park funds are sitting empty. There's no earnest money. Where did all that money go? Second, at the last Fair and Recreation Board meeting, Chairman McBride and Commissioner Gilman were at the meeting when I brought up how I feel about VCTC operating their meetings without having retained or hired an attorney. And I brought up the fact that they cannot assume that our county's district attorney will represent them. So I'm disappointed that Commissioner Gilman or Chairman Jolkover of the VCTC did not get this on the agenda today. I believe that county commissioners would have to agree, and also our district attorney, our district attorney could represent the Fair and Rec Board, who should have their own attorney. Last year, the school board and district attorney Maddox screwed up the deed to Pipers. Boy, if a school district in Nevada is going to talk about owning real estate, the deed has to be in the name corporate. Well, that's the Story County School Board of Trustees. You cannot put the school district on the deed. So fortunately, they have retained their own legal counsel. And I'll get the ball rolling on that. I worked really hard on that last year. Dang nabbit. Now I've got to start all over again. All right.
Thank you, Mark. Who's next? Ms. Dean?
Kay Dean, Virginia City Highlands. At a recent property owners meeting, there was a suggestion to use the $10,000 that the county budgeted for the Highlands this year for Cartwright Road repairs. This main access road is in great need of crack sealing repairs to retain the integrity of the road before it is further damaged. The estimated cost to have this done are around $20,000. This $10,000 from the county will reduce the cost to the Property Owners Association by half and make it a much more manageable expense, especially as it is not an annually recurring item. I understand the two associations were not able to budget the estimated $13,000 for the work last year when the county agreed to do it. And the county indicated that they were too busy this year. Thus, the cost has risen to about $20,000 based on outside bids that were obtained. The repairs to Cartwright Road are needed even more so than last year, as conditions have continued to deteriorate. Cartwright Road is a main artery of the Highlands community and is used by both school buses and emergency vehicles, as well as residents. And is it also not a road used in an emergency if there's a closure on Highway 341 between Cartwright and Lousetown Roads? Both association boards are in verbal agreement that this is a beneficial and non-controversial use of the funds budgeted for this community. The timing is also fortunate, as the repairs must be done soon. Each board plans to provide a signed letter for the commissioners indicating their support for this use of the budgeted funds. As a commissioner representing the majority of the Highlands area, perhaps Commissioner McGuffey would act to oversee any process that might be involved to achieve this goal. He could attend both of the association's board meetings, obtain their letters, and also have direct discussions as needed. If any obstacles arise, he would be in a position to handle any difficulties at once. Cartwright is a vital main road that is used daily by both Commissioner McGuffey and many of his constituents who recently elected him to office. This is a great opportunity to promote a project that will improve access for all vehicles and is an expense that the county had already budgeted for and planned to spend in the Highlands. I hope that the process works smoothly to accomplish this funding. To me, this sounds like a win-win situation that everyone in the Highlands seems to support and also benefits the entire community. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Clark.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. I don't recall hearing in Hughes' update on the park funds by which date certain will we have the final answer.
What's holding everything up now is a way to get the appropriate interest rate from 1992. And anything beyond or prior to that, I don't have that information. State Treasury does not have that information, but is going to get that information for me. And in lieu of that, they're also going to hopefully get me some inroads with U.S. Treasury bond. And find out what rates they are, because I have to calculate it right from the beginning, from the first permit that was received up through that. So if I don't have that information, I can't do the calculation. That's where I'm at with it.
Do you have the date that you received the first permit? You have all the information.
We have it all.
Okay, you have it all.
Right.
Okay, thank you. So there is no date certain. It could go on for another 6 months.
No.
Okay, so a date span?
As soon as I can get that information from the State Department or Nevada State Treasury or from somebody from the feds that I've contacted, then that work will start immediately. I would like to get it done as soon as you do.
So whenever
I get it, that's when I'll start.
So there's no projection, there's no date.
It could expand
to fill the time on the planet.
Whenever I get that information, I will start
okay.
working.
All right, thank you.
I have a question on that issue. We've identified how much money is in the park fund, correct, as the baseline.
Right.
What we haven't identified is the interest rate that we're going to apply that would have been earned.
Correct.
So it would seem to me, and we chatted earlier in the meeting, as long as we have the procedure and platform for its use, we could actually start allocating the money. We would just base the interest on what we know is in there.
Right.
But it doesn't necessarily freeze the park fund.
No, it never has freeze the park fund, Commissioner Gimmel. No.
So they are available to use. We just have to add the interest component as we know what that should be.
They can get whatever they want right now.
So the numbers that you gave us in the last meeting that had, and I don't remember the Highlands number, but the Lockwood number is 46,000.
Right.
Are you saying that those numbers are the without interest numbers?
No, that's with interest.
Which interest?
That's with a penalty interest calculation that I had calculated some time ago before I went to get an opinion on whether penalty interest was applicable or not to this case.
So the penalty interest you assumed in that number was right. The prime plus 2?
Right.
And you were able to go as far back as 92?
Yes, because we had that. We had the prime plus 2.
Okay, so which don't have a governmental
I don't have a government
instrument rates. Right. Okay, so the numbers that were published are dirty numbers, so we don't know as, let's say, the Highlands, what we would be drawing.
I guess we could come up with what the principal amount would be.
So can you give us the principal
yes.
that you've calculated?
Yes.
How can we get that?
Right after the meeting.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Okay. Any other public comment? Mr. Mitchell. It can be on any subject.
Just letting Mr. Gallagher know so I didn't have to hang out up here. So, Clay Mitchell, Virginia City resident. Commissioner, thank you for your hard work. I know these meetings are long and there's lots to be covered. I sent an email a week or two ago about an idea, and I was just hoping to reiterate it in person, and if it has merit, I'd be happy to file a formal request to agendize it. And it had to do with I'm very pleased with the request from Commissioner Gilman that staff look at reducing property tax rates. As I've shared that with friends from other parts of the country, their eyebrows all raised. They said it's a very uncommon thing for governments to be looking at, and I feel very very fortunate to be here in a county that we're looking at some substantial growth in the future. The idea that I was mulling over had to do with if there was a possibility to lower the starting business license rates for basic and home businesses at least, and possibly going up from there. And the reason I ask about that is because it seems like there would be an additional benefit in the perception of business friendliness and also just economic activity if we were to take some of the windfall or the revenue that's coming in and plow it back into lowering the bar of entry for people who want to start businesses here in the county. And certainly, I don't know if it's possible to segregate out just those in-county businesses, but it seems like that's where you get the most bang for your buck, where you can leave the rates where they are for out-of-county businesses that come to do business here, but those who actually are willing to relocate or locate here or start here. The thing that prompted me to think about this was my son was saying he wanted to set up a lemonade stand to earn some money to buy some Legos, and I said, well, we probably should check with the city to see what would be required. And we're looking at $150, $200 if he wants to do it on a regular basis. Now, there may be some dispensation if he does that as part of the events that happen here. There may be some sort of an event license that he could do that under. But that's a pretty steep startup cost for a seven-year-old to go sell some lemonade outside of events or on the street corner. So anyway, I just thought I would bring it up again. If it does have merit, I'd be happy to file a formal request to agendize it if it seems that that might be something that's beneficial for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? I've got one thing. If anyone knows of anybody who needs some dentistry done, Dr. Sykes in Reno, my wife happens to work in his office, next Friday, March 13th, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., they'll do free dentistry. You can get one for extraction, one filling, or one cleaning. The problem is it only goes from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you know anybody that wants to participate, they need to be there by 6 a.m. probably, because the line goes down the street. And they have all the staff working there, and they bring in staff from other offices to help out. So in any event, it's 855 West 7th Street, Unit 5 in Reno. And the phone number is 229-8672. And I'll forward this to Jessie, and she can put it on the e-blast that goes out. And I'll forward it to Sean at Community Chest, too, because they deal with a lot of low-income individuals at that facility. So anyway, it's a good deal. They only do it once a year. I know there's other dentists in Reno that do the same thing, but it's a pretty good project for these doctors and for patients who can't afford dental care. So anyway, I think that's going to conclude it. Mr. County Manager, thanks for joining us today, and although we sympathize with your illness, we appreciate you not coming in here and passing it on to the rest of us.
Thank you, and thank you for your indulgence. You know, we've had commissioners in the past participate via conference call, and it's not easy, but we'll work on our systems, particularly from the podium, because it's been a good exercise for me to learn where we're good and how we need to improve. But thank you all very much.
Very good. Anyone else? Meeting's adjourned. I'm going to have to reload because we're starting to get down. I do too. Different.